Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I'm the host of Rough Rider. Today would be our 568th podcast to date, entitled 1, 2, 3, 4. Donald Trump out the door. Let's begin. Today being Sunday night, March the 12th, 2023. Tomorrow will be Monday, March the 13th, and the very last witness to be called by the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will be none other than Michael Cohen, formerly the Donald Trump's personal lawyer and fixer, who's already written several books, the latest being Revenge, which this podcast caster has read, 268 pages. Donald Trump is a criminal, out-and-out scumbag, but Michael Cohen will be going in tomorrow morning around 10 a.m. New York Pacific or East Coast time. It will be his 21st appearance before Alvin Bragg over the last several months. 21 times he's gone. 20 times he's already gone to appearance, and he will be the last witness to be called in the $130,000 hush payment to the porn star Stormy Daniels in late October 2016, just a week before the 2016 presidential election in November of 2016. So Mr. Cohen went to prison for that. He took the fall for that, even though Donald Trump's signature on the check is unmistakable, his inimitable up and down and flamboyant signature. It's obvious and clear to anybody who has even, the faintest of eyesight. But Michael Cohen will get the last laugh. He will have one leg and then up on Donald Trump, because after Mr. Cohen's appearance tomorrow, the DA, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, had last week invited Donald Trump, as a courtesy, invited Donald Trump, who would be the target for the defendant, to come in and testify before the Manhattan District Attorney's grand jury. 99% of the time, the defendant will not appear before a sitting grand jury. There is absolutely no reason to expect Donald Trump to do anything different. He is a horrible witness, and he's prone to lying, as we all know. He would only make matters far worse for himself. But in any event, after Michael Cohen's appearance tomorrow, Monday, March the 13th, it is this podcaster's belief and assessment that I'd say by Friday, March the 17th, which just so happens is St. Patty's Day, St. Patrick's Day. It's very highly likely that the Manhattan District Attorney will be able to have enough information and surety and self-assuredness to actually have the jury weigh in and have already given him their up or down on Donald Trump. And it is going to be 23 members on that grand jury. It's most definitely will be a unanimous verdict in favor of indictment against the former president. And Alvin Bragg will have that information by Friday morning, March the 17th, St. Patty's Day. And he should be able to go out in a public press conference and announce that indictment against the former president. How fitting it would be to have the announcement made on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. How fitting indeed. So without further ado, I think Donald Trump is fucked. He's fucked and fucked up. He is behind the eight ball. He's just behind everything. He's behind on his taxes. He's behind on his lawyer's fees. He's behind the legal eight ball, any eight ball you can imagine, but he's lost almost every appeal.
every court case, every save one regarding the Mar-a-Lago documents, and that was quickly overturned. So he's like 0 for 100 or 1 for 100. He's going to lose. He's in contest with Alvin Bragg, the DA, Manhattan, New York City, and he will be indicted. And that's all there is to say. We won't belabor the point, but this will be the first of many indictments to come because Fannie Willis, the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, which Atlanta, Georgia is in, located in within that county, and Jack Smith, a special counsel, special prosecutor in the Justice Department, is pursuing two investigations of his own, the highly classified documents in Mar-a-Lago, Lardo, that were stolen, illegally taken and stolen by Donald Trump from the White House after he left office in January of 2021. Over 100 documents, 100 highly secret and top secret and highly classified documents were found on August the 8th, 2022 by the FBI. And they've actually found more since then. And also, Jack Smith will also be in charge of the investigation behind January 6th, which could be the big tuna of everything. That is the big enchilada, the insurrection that occurred on the afternoon of January 6th, 2021, in our nation's, against our nation's capital. So by the Trump MAGA insurrectionists and goaded and spurred on by the former president. The president at that time, Donald Trump, and now the former president, and maybe the current or the next occupant of a federal penitentiary. So that is it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Trump is headed out the door. And he will have many, many, many indictments leveled at him. His family will be in no better shape. So it's not going to be a pretty picture this year for 2023 for Donald Trump. He will be spending the rest of his life in some form of custody or restriction or detention for the remainder of his miserable, miserable, miserable neo-Nazi KKK infested brain life. He is just the biggest maggot of all time. Yes, the biggest maggot of all time. So that's it. From all of us to all of you, this is the Old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride so you can just sit there and drink your swill and your fine wine and high-end liquor and everything else. Look out that big picture window high up in the hills of either Sausalito or Berkeley down to that lovely San Francisco Bay. And linger over that last drag or dollop of high-grade Chardonnay, Kenwood, whatever, or Kenwood, Jackson, Cabernet, whatever. Maybe some Hennessy while you're at it. And then you can opine, and then you can finally decide. Danke, auf Wiedersehen, and hasta la vista.